Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives.
Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this, another Wednesday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and on our second Wednesday of the month, we are joined by our wonderful, fabulous sister, Maika. So we want to welcome her to the show today to share more wisdom. And we'll be joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family. Let's see if we can bring them in.
To live in this time, 450 years beyond the time of enslavement here in the United States of America. Proactively and from the mercy of the Almighty, we stand with the human family that Juneteenth is a reminder of what once.
All right. We have to. All right, we'll bring them on in just a moment. But first, we want to introduce today's topic and bring on Maika, because we have talked about this as a means to address the issue of violence that plagues our cities. And in many ways, we have not been able to figure out how to change the behavior. We have wrongfully believed that you fight violence with violence, and so we've increased police forces, we've increased force used by police forces, we have increased jail time, we have armed more people, and we still haven't figured out how to solve the problem. Well, there is a metaphysical way to address the energy of violence. In order to defeat a lower energy, you have to bring a higher energy, because we are energy beings. So today we're going to launch Lifting Our Vibration Entertainment, acronym for LOVE. So we're talking about removing violence with love. Have you ever watched one comedian control an entire stadium full of people just by telling jokes, and everybody's laughing and laughing and laughing, and there's no acts of violence? Have you ever attended an outdoor concert and seen a popular singer sing a song, and suddenly everybody in the audience is singing along and everybody's full of joy and there's no violence? Have you ever seen, maybe in a crowded parking lot or a park, and someone comes in and starts blasting a dance tune, like, say, the Electric Slide, and then everybody breaks out in this simultaneous dance? Have you ever seen that? And there's no acts of violence. Well, there's a reason for that. When we are in that high state of joy, laughter, it produces endorphins in our bloodstream, which is that calming hormone that makes us peaceful. So if we choose to create a peaceful environment in places where people have been under stress, we change their energy, where they no longer have a desire to act out in violence. It's that simple. So let's talk about that with Maika, Grand Rising Maika. You know, we've talked about this, staging situations where people actually go on public transportation, maybe engage in conversation, something that engages the people and changes the atmosphere. Well, you know, I saw a recent video, and I don't know if this was planned or not planned, but one person broke out in a song, and apparently it's a very popular song, because then another person joined in and did another part of the song, and then somebody else joined in another part of the song, and it was so beautiful. And, of course, it was just a wonderful ride to whatever they was going early in the morning, downtown to work or whatever. But, you know, a lot of people watching that Facebook video said, oh, that's so wonderful. And, of course, my thought was, you know, we ought to do this all the time. Violence that we've seen on public transportation, this is how we stop it. And you and I have talked about it. So now we're going to put it in a very deliberate arts program and take it across the city and across other cities where people haven't been able to figure out what to do about violence. So first of all, welcome to our show, and tell us what you think about that thought.
Well, thank you, and grand rising to you and the listening audience. Yes, we have to take life's only valuable emotion, love, and make it real in our lives and in our community and in our world, because it's lacking. Just like peace, we have to bring peace in, and we have to bring love in. And those vibrations, those emotions, love, life's only valuable emotion.
Life's only valuable emotion.
It will definitely change things. You know, I was talking to Jody yesterday and Michelle on their show. They do a free intuitive reading, and I wanted to connect with my former husband, James Bevel, and asked him also what did he advise in terms of all of the violence and what have you going on. And this show is in the archive, and he said love. His answer was love, definitely, that you have to bring love in. That's the only thing that can eradicate hate. And so love has to be activated, and I've had the experience personally of activating it in various dangerous situations, and it's really amazing. I've been in a room with women. When I walked in, all of them was cussing and talking negative. They weren't fighting. They just, every other word was just a cuss word, and I sat down to just be with them, to fellowship. And all the cussing just stopped. I didn't say nothing. I just sat down. My vibration itself changed the atmosphere. I've also, in my life, gathered a chant that when chanted around people who are violent, it automatically stops the violence. And just the attitude of peace, like living in the headquarters of the El Rukins, the most notorious gang ever formed in America. For 2.5 years, I had to emanate love. And love was emanated back to me from those people who people said were just heathenistic and incapable of being intelligent and being kind and being peaceful. They were peaceful and loving to me and my family as we resided with them. So I know it's possible because I've experienced it myself. And so thank you, Naima, for initiating this vibrational transformation into a working symphony. Thank you.
Oh, well, I am excited because, you know, we both had that inspiration some years ago and talked about it. And it's so clear that this is what works. Now, we've noticed that there have been a lot of mass shootings, and we're not aware that scientifically what you focus on increases. And so we keep focusing on them, and we keep seeing them happen, as opposed to doing what you did in that circumstance where people with very negative vibrations kept cursing and cursing, and you just stopped. and bring an energy of calmness. Now, if you would come in cursing, then it had just increased.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to know how to use the power that we have within, because that's the power that actually is power. If we do the same thing that people are doing that's destructive, we just increase the destruction. So we're going to see if we can bring in our American Muslim 360 family. And pardon me a moment while I see if I can switch sound systems. And hopefully we can get their involvement in this conversation. Grand Rising, are you able to hear us?
Yes, assalamu alaikum, Naima and Naika, and all that are with us on the Female Solutions this morning.
Well, alaikum assalam.
All right, so now let me okay, now, Maika, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Wonderful.
Okay, I can hear you.
All right.
Great.
Wonderful. Okay. Yes. Have to always do a little techno thing here as we connect our sound systems. Yes, so, well, Brother Kareem, we're talking about the thing that's on everybody's hearts and minds, but we're coming today with a solution. And so many people have wondered what to do about the violence. Maika's joining us today, and it would just so happen that Maika was on yesterday with one of the psychic intuitives to connect with those who have crossed over, and there are many people on the earth that are able to do that. And she asked of her very wise husband, who has now transitioned to the other side, what should we do about the violence? Well, when he, of course, was in this side, on the physical realm, he was a master organizer and working with the nonviolent movement and creating a lot of the strategies that were very successful. So you would think, of course, well, this is a man with wisdom. Now that you're on the other side, the spirit side, where all things are revealed and all things are understood, what do you advise? And he said the simplest thing, love. Love. Well, that truly is the answer. When you transition, you see that all the things that we're dealing with are because of an absence of love. We've been very unloving to our children, and they're expressing it back to us. We've been unloving to seniors. We've been unloving to people of various ethnic groups. We've been very unloving, and it creates anger. It creates violence. It creates fear. So what do we need to do? We need to bring love. So today we are launching a program to use that which we already have, that we know works, and it's entitled Lifting Our Vibration Entertainment. And, of course, it spells out love. And we know that when we are in a crowded theater and someone, it might be just one person on stage, is making everybody laugh, a comedian, no violence breaks out because everybody's laughing. Well, there's a scientific reason for that. When you laugh, your body is releasing endorphins, which is that hormone that makes you feel good. Thing with music. When you're in a state of joy and peace, your brain releases the chemical, the hormone endorphins. And, of course, it goes through your bloodstream and makes you feel calm. Well, when you're in that state, you are not violent. Now, conversely, when you're always in a state of stress, and you can't get those endorphins you need, then you look for it artificially. And that's why people seek out drugs.
those people who sell drugs, they know this. They know if they keep people in a state of stress, they'll look for some type of relief to get that, get those endorphins in their bloodstream. And so they're more susceptible to drug addiction. And what do? We criminalize drug addiction. So trying to relieve your stress, you go after the drugs have been made illegal. And so when you use the drugs or you sell the drugs, you end up going to jail. And that creates more stress, more violence. And so it just becomes an ever-increasing cycle. Well, what we have to be able to do is use what we have to create the endorphin that will change our energy, change what we're feeling, and remove the desire to be violent. It's a simple thing that works. We have seen it. We've seen somebody come to a crowded parking lot and put on some music, maybe the Casper Slide or something, and everybody break out in a dance, and everybody's laughing and full of joy. No violence. We've seen it. We've been to outdoor concerts, maybe a popular musician. I went to Stevie Wonder's concert a few years ago, and he's singing a song. You know Stevie Wonder. Everybody loves Stevie. Everybody's singing along, and this was the crowded outdoor concert in Grant Park. No violence. You bring a different vibration and allow the body to release the endorphins that calms you. You change it from the inside out. It's a simple solution that we always had. All we had to do was look at it. So I want to get your thoughts about that today, because we're looking for and recruiting those artists that have been gifted with the skills to bring us joy through entertainment, and we want to employ them to stop the violence, and they don't need a single weapon of war to do it, just the creativity and the love energy that's within them. So what are your thoughts about that, Brother Green?
Yes. You know, entertainment is very, very critical. It's pointing to the container. It is an entering into yourself, into your emotions, your thinking, your behavior. They're entering that. And based upon the message that comes with entertainment, it can be negative or positive. You know, in a lot of cases, people have to work themselves up to become extremely violent. It's not something that's natural. They have to work themselves up. They have to continue to feed on that, feed on information that will work them up to the level of doing something violent. So that shows that it is not normal. It's not natural. And we have, in this day and time, we have what is called the dark web. We have to be aware of that, the dark web. There are websites that advocate violence, that advocate anarchy, that advocate racism, that advocate anti-religion, anti-family, anti-human. So we have to be aware of that. But those medias that we can have effect on, that inshallah, that we can speak to encourage them to give a more positive message, a more positive image. And you are so correct. I saw a special with Michael Jackson in Budapest. Boy, it looked like a million people were there. And everyone was singing along and just enjoying themselves. That is the power of his message. But then there's another side to this. There is an industry that markets hate, that markets violence. So being aware of that, and to show how normal it is for laughter, I'm quite sure many of us have walked into a room, and let's say everybody is cracking their side. Everybody's just laughing or they're slapping their knees. And you just walked in the room. You're witnessing everyone laughing. And you're asking, what happened? What? Amen. What happened? And everyone is laughing. In time, now you don't even know what happened. But in time, you start laughing while still inquiring what took place. It's just a normal state of being, the state of peace. But we have to recognize that there is an enemy. We have to recognize that. And the environment and the people that we can influence with this, we should by all means seek to do that. But know that there is an area called the dark web, and that is where some of these extremists, that's where they lie in wait. That's where they make their, that's where they visit those dark websites that preach hate, racism, anti-female, just anti-human behavior, for real. So we have to be aware of that. But I agree with you. We should accentuate the positive in any way or any venue that we can, for everything sends a message to our mind. Everything. So I'm in agreement with you that there is a positive vibration, but there is also a negative underline. We have to be aware of that. And how we can influence that, I'm not sure. But I do know we should increase the positive vibe, the positive vibration. You know, it has got to the place whereby in some areas in the African-American community, if you speak to a young man and he's negative, you're showing him a human, a human gesture. They say, oh, man, he's soft. You know, oh, man, he's soft, man. You know? And that's a negative. Just to show a human gesture. Just to speak to someone. And the response to them, do you know me, man? No, I was just speaking. No, wait a minute. Do you know me, man? I was just speaking to me for. I don't know you, man. I'm just saying. This is what we are confronted with. So we need to, inshallah, exert as much human qualities as possible and try to draw from out of the human being his best side. He's still human. If you can sit and talk with someone and attach them to their humanity, inshallah. But yes, there is two vibrations operating. It's a positive and a negative. But we have to be aware of the negative vibration, especially this dark web. Most of these people that do these horrendous things, when you check what sites they were on, you'll find them in what is called the dark web. But I'll stop right there, my sister.
Well, you know, Brother Kareem, you brought up the very thing we need to address in order to understand how to overcome it. People who respond that way, they're full of fear. Because suspicion is fear. And it comes from an experience of having people betray them or pretend to be nice to them and they're really intending to harm them. And so it's a defense mechanism. If you've had people that have betrayed you, have hurt you, have deceived you over a lifetime, then you've learned not to trust anybody, even when somebody has the best intentions. So, Maika, what are your thoughts about what he just said, the fact that there are people who have been so abused throughout their life that they are not able to respond appropriately when somebody actually extends a friendly gesture?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It brought a chuckle to me for a minute as he was speaking about that, because I could just see that. I could see somebody actually responding as Brother Kareem just said. And I was thinking also in the background, as I've always thought in terms of violence and all of this mass murder that's going on, mayhem and murder, that it's really a mental and emotional disease that has not been addressed in the society. The society has not evolved to a point where it can address non-physical entities and vibrations. Even though, like in the Bible, it says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities of power, spiritual wickedness in high places. And what do you fight principalities with? You have to fight principalities with principles, love being the supreme principle. And so we have to evolve therapies that are loving. I encourage everybody that I know to become an EFT practitioner, which is about emotional freedom, the emotional freedom technique. It's the simplest technique to learn and can bring a vibration of love into any place, yourself and anybody else, just by tapping. Just by tapping, not one time, but over a period of time. You know, some people think that, you know, it just takes one event to solve a problem. You have to continue to work on it, but it does work because it can. You're dealing with energy, and we're energy beings, and violence is energy that has built up that has no positive channel for expression, and that's what happens. Imagine young men growing up in a ghetto, and they never go off their block. They're in prison. Even though they're free, they are in prison because they don't know what's beyond the block. That's like being on the plantation and you can't escape because once you get past certain gates, you have never been there before. You don't know what to do or where to go or where the water is. You don't know anything, and you don't have a pioneering spirit. So now you're locked into your ignorance of life, your ignorance of the expressions, because if I want to express myself further, I go outside of the block. But if my energies are all jammed within me and I never get a chance to express them anywhere other than on the block, then there's a buildup. And that buildup is what causes an initial explosion. Just like if somebody put a cap on the exhaust pipe on a car, the energy has to go somewhere. So it creates an explosion. And that's what's happening in the human society, that this is a very low-level culture, a society that has been developed, and not enough channels have been established and activated for people to express the gift, skills, and talents the universe has given them to bring to Earth. So you got this music inside of your head, but you can't get it out because you don't know anything about playing an instrument or about music. Or you got this beautiful artistic drawing in your head, but you can't get it out because you know nothing about art. Or you have this beautiful dance that you have choreographed in your mind, but again, you don't have anybody or anything to help you get it out of you. Or even a thought, a positive thought about how change can take place, how to deal with COVID in the environment, but you can't get it out of you. And then we're marginalized as a people so that science is not taught, math is not taught. How many great inventions came void of science and math? Very few. That leaves us out of the manufacturing perspective. It leaves us out of the technological expression because we can't create, but we were born to be builders and creators. That's what we came here to do, to be fruitful and multiply. But if you're not educated to know yourself and to express yourself, then you're locked into yourself, and there's an anger, there's an agitation, there's an irritation that goes on in you. And you, at some point, you lash out at others to release it. Mm. And that's what is violence. Violence comes from within. So we have to heal the person within or assist them in healing themselves, because we can't really heal anybody. That's a thing that happens within the individual. So we have to address the problem. Yes.
Yes, you know, even, you know, okay, even the Caucasians have built up pressures, internal pressures within them. Anytime you are taught from the cradle that you are privileged, that you are the best, that you are the superior, that you are the pinnacle of excellence, and there's a whole community, a whole nation of people that have fell short of meeting how they have been described. They live in, I'm not picking on any segment of them, but some of them live in large trailer camps. Some of them are dirt poor. Some of them are uneducated. Some of them are unemployable. They cannot meet the impossible level that they have been groomed or encouraged to be, and they can't be that. And they see other people rising in areas of excellence that some of them have not achieved. Then there's a resentment that builds up inside of them. The resentment is based upon a lie. And they may act out because they cannot live up to what has been described as who and what they are. And let me say, here's another trick that the media have used against us as human beings.
Hold up, Brother Kareem. I want to speak to what you just said. When you was describing that, you know what that made me think of? Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was descriptive of that incident, where black people have...
Yes, I'm talking about even... Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
I'm just saying as an example of what you were talking about.
Right. Look at
you know what?
A backlash once Barack Obama was seated in the seat of the most powerful nation on earth. That went against the structure of people's thinking. And we are still reverberating from that monumental achievement, because you have been taught from the cradle that you are the superior. You are almost like gods on the earth. Everyone else is under you. And then you witness one that you see as worthless because of the color of his skin achieve the highest position on the earth. So we have to deconstruct, praise be to God, we have to deconstruct the lies that we've been told as human beings as to what and who we all are.
Well, Brother Kareem,
deconstruct that lie. Yes, ma'am.
Brother Kareem, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about what you all have really just exposed as the underlying reason for prejudice, racism, race hate, race-based crimes, and all of that, the real reason for that. And I'm glad that this is exposed, because how many years have we been saying, why are these people treating us this way? Well, it's their own internal feelings of inferiority. But we'll talk about how you change the energy of that and how we've been mistaking and believing that we have to acquiesce to someone's desires for other people to appear inferior. the mistakes we've made and how we can correct them and bring the peace and bring the love. So we'll be right back after this quick break. If you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll open your mic and get your thoughts. Today we are introducing love as the means to overcome violence in the form of lifting our vibration entertainment. And we know that love is the answer. How do we make it work? We'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. If you want to join us visually, you can go to Facebook and go to the Female Solution and write in your comments. We'll share them with our listening audience and bring your statements up on screen so our viewers can see them as well. We are looking at the effect of people who do not like themselves. And Kareem pointed out a couple of things, and Maika, of course, is our guest, our special guest for our second Wednesday of the month, to bring us some wisdom of how to use natural means to create to unnatural situations. Well, we've been living in a country where people came from a culture that was very brutal, very violent, very degrading, a culture where people were publicly flogged, where people were jailed for not having money,
where people were ridiculed, and where people generally felt bad about themselves. And the first people
really
who actually populated this.
And
I'm sorry,
violent to children.
Oh, yes. Very violent to children. And so when you're raised with violence as a child, you learn to hate yourself. You learn to feel worthless. And bullies are formed by children who have been made to feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have an entire population of bullies, people who have been treated badly as children and are looking for a scapegoat, looking for a group they can make feel worse than them, that is really what we became. Those people to help people who did not love themselves feel better about themselves. And this is known that during the enslavement period, white people who were very poor, living in worse conditions than those who were enslaved on plantations, they would say things, yeah, well, we poor, but thank God we white, you know, and as if the whiteness made up for the degradation of their poverty. And many of those people who were of the poorer class were the ones that were used to be overseers on the plantations. And, of course, we know they were very cruel because they were acting out of their own self-hate. And this is still the energy of this place. This is still the vibration this place carries. This is still the state of mind many whites have. Do not have a high self-esteem. And so they create false information, diseducation, claiming to be of a superior class, of the most intelligent people and the greatest in all the sports. And when someone comes along and proves that wrong, like Kareem said, then they become angry because now you have to face the fact that you're not superior. You have to face your own inferiority complex. You have to face your feeling of worthlessness. You have to face yourself. That's why there was so much anger during the Olympics when black people were winning the Olympics during the time of Nazi Germany. And Adolf Hitler actually left the stadium when Joe Louis was about to get his medals for track. He just couldn't take it. So when you have that self-hatred.
Jesse Owens.
What did I say? I'm sorry. I said the wrong name.
Jesse
Owens.
Joe Louis.
Did I say Joe Louis? Okay, yes, Jesse Owens. Right.
Jesse
Owens, the track. And then, of course, Joe Louis. When he won against Max Schmeling, again, black people had to actually sneak home. If they had been, you know, gathering together to listen to the fight on the radio, they had to sneak home because they knew they'd be attacked by angry whites and Klansmen because they, again, proved that whites were not superior. So, and then, of course, as Kareem just mentioned, the backlash when Barack Obama was elected president. The anger, this highly intelligent man, respected globally, they hated it because, again, he's proving they're not superior. So this is where that anger comes from. So what we've done erroneously, we've been thinking, well, we need to make these people like us or approve of us or not be afraid of us. That's incorrect. They're inferiority is their problem. Anybody who doesn't feel good about themselves, they have to fix that. It's not our responsibility to make people feel comfortable about how we look or try to imitate how they look so we can make them feel like they're superior, so we're trying to look like you so we can prove to you that you're better. All of that is wrong. We've done the wrong thing trying to appease people because of their low self-esteem. That's not for us to correct. Everybody's got to look at themselves. So you were about to say, I think before the break, Maika, you had mentioned the Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and what was that other one that they made a movie about?
Rosewood.
When we have excelled and created communities that were thriving, the jealousy of the surrounding poorer white communities cause them to react with violence and create some kind of lie about, I think in Rosewood, some kind of lie about some black man supposedly, you know, assaulted a white woman, some lie they came up with, but really it was the jealousy. So you can't make people feel better about themselves if at the foundation they've been made to feel bad about themselves by what happens in their homes, what happens in the culture.
Yes,
that's something on a human level we have to fix. So Michael, what are your thoughts about that?
Something on my mind right now. There's a correlation that's been found between breastfeeding and violence. That when a woman breastfeeds her child, there's a point where bonding takes place, and that bonding creates a connection. It causes the vibration of the child to move to the midbrain. And it's at the midbrain that there's only one connection to the heart, and that's at the midbrain. And so then that child is able to connect to its heart. So now you have a heart-brain connection. And, of course, the heart is where the energy of love flows most profusely. So even to the point where the abolitionists were the result of this, that it was this heart-brain connection as they nursed at the ninny of their nanny, that they were able to move to a level of compassion. They were heathenistic as a people, violent beyond belief. That whole group coming out of Europe and Rome and the story. Anyway, it's a lineage of violence.
Yeah, I mean, they opened the jails and let out the unwanted and sent them
over here, right. They sent those guys who came and settled here in America. But it was this nursing at the nanny's breast, the unsung hero of black people, that allowed them to gain a sense of humanity. And we need to take serious that, because now we live in a country where women are scurrying to find breast milk because they're not breastfeeding. They're not creating that heart-mind connection for their child. So their children are turning out violent. And this is all because of commercialism. Somebody wants to sell something that replaces breast milk. Nothing can replace breast milk. That's not
absolutely
possible. And we have
Go
ahead, dear.
Well, I'm going to let you finish your thoughts. Go right ahead.
I was going to say, and we have to formulate understanding in women as to the sacredness of nursing their children from their breast. And that becomes a cultural norm. We have to eliminate those energies that would cause the mother and the child not to bond at the highest level. That's so important.
Absolutely.
Today, if we're going to end violence.
Well, that is critical. And I'm going to open the mic. We've got Kwame Sunhorse with us. And what you said about the breastfeeding, of course, again, we are living in a biochemical structure that is affected by our behavior, and breastfeeding releases the chemical oxytocin, the hormone oxytocin, which is the bonding chemical. So when you can bond with another being, that is the expression of love, bonding. That is what that closeness does. So when you don't have that, then where is your ability to bond with another human being going to come from? So as she's saying, when you breastfeed, you enable someone to bond. When that is missing, that creates a whole lot of emotional illnesses in people. This, again, is
people
what we're seeing. Absolutely. So I'm opening the mic for area code 706, Brother Kwame Sunhorse. Thank you for joining us. Grand Rising.
Assalamu alaikum and greetings to my brother and to Sister Maika. You know, everything is in the divine order. And everything is in divine order. To be here in Illinois in DeKalb you know, this close to the female solution. And the part that I'm feeling is that it's time that we connect, because a child is born in love, born with love in it. The thing that happens is how do they take it out of the child is what we should be looking at. And that's the things in which we're talking about. But how do we bring it back to the divine mind of that child? And, you know, time was what grandmothers and mothers did with the child. And we replaced lap time with laptops. And we're now looking at the destruction. And when I came on, my brother was speaking about the dark web. Yeah, there is a dark web in which they've created in their, quote, worldwide web. But there is a darker web, which is called the wood wide web. The inner earth, that which is the energies that run through the planet that's rooted in the divine intelligence that creates all the things in which we see on top of the earth, even ourselves, and how we have created environments to cause this, because this, what we're talking about is white body supremacy. White body, just because of the essence they come into the planet with a white body, they are privileged. This is by design, in order to give them an authoritative control over the world in which they see themselves as a minority. Really, they are a minority because the absence of color and the defective gene that they have, because you tell the greatness of a people by three things: land, water, and women. When a people has that in abundance, they have a greatness of a nation of people. When you lack in that, you have a lack in that person, that they have a fear of their existence. That is their challenge in overcoming the fear, because those are two things that are to exist in this planet, is love and fear. And this is why you instill fear in order to diminish or to dim love. And it's a challenge right now, because environments are created. We're in urban areas and we're disconnected from our mother. We're orphan humans. We're orphan humans because we don't know how to connect to our mother. And even the breastfeeding, that's why it's called the Milky Way. The Milky Way in our galaxy that we in is the way in which the milk works, because it comes from the inner part of our Milky Way, which is the black hole, which is the same thing that is in a woman's womb is in the Milky Way. Milky Way's black hole takes in stars and light, and it gives off stars. The woman takes in that light of that one sperm to give off life. What we're doing is that we're genetically modifying how we exist as God's creation by allowing a man to give us another part of how we should be created. And this is the challenge of how do we take back our power, and that's through the women. Because the woman is the life force that gives us the power of life and death. Because it was a scripture they was talking about, the tongue is, it brings forth life or death. And how do we speak into existence our living, not dying, our living, because the body is made to live. What we have to be able to do is give it what it needs that comes from the earth, and we live. But we've been so disconnected from her. The challenge now in this new era, these new consciousness that's coming, is to show us how to reconnect. Even the ice melting in the Arctic and the Antarctic, ice holds water holds memory and consciousness. And when it melts, it releases that memory and consciousness of the purest time when it was frozen. So we have the tools. We have the tools to, but do we have the ability to believe that which is within ourselves? That's the part, believing in that you are, the universe is within each one of us. That's what we're conceived when we are conceived in the womb. That's why I said the galaxy and the woman's womb are one and the same. That's where your universe, is within. That's why they say you begin within. Then you have the vision. And how do we see ourselves? We see ourselves because we see what someone says is black, what is white, and what is black. But the thing that happens is the sun rises and it casts a shadow. All you have to do is look onto your mother, Earth, and you'll see the darkness of it. Everyone casts a dark shadow. We're all the same under the light of the Creator.
We are all the same. Absolutely. Well, Brother Kwame, as always,
we have a caller here on.
We've got some callers, and they want to respond to that. And we got to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more. And you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem, and our special second Wednesday of the month co-host Maika, and we are talking about lifting our vibrations, entertainment, removing violence with love. How do we remove the energy of hate and fear? And we'll talk about that fear issue when we come back and take some of your calls. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325, and press 1 to speak.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
We are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our special second Wednesday co-host Maika, as we talk about lifting our vibration entertainment.
Unmuted.
Removing violence with love. Well, one of the great challenges that we have, and our last caller, Kwame, spoke of it, and of course, we are aware that we're in a battle for the minds and hearts, because there is an intention to misuse our creative energy against us. As Brother Green mentioned, of course, you've got the entertainers that bring joy, and you've got the entertainers whose language and subject matter and focus on violence helps to accentuate the violence. And they're being used by others who want to keep us in that state of fear. Once you're in fear, then you are not able to create. You're focusing on survival, and you can therefore be controlled. That's why we have seen an extreme focus on everything fear-based, from fear of a virus to fear of violence to fear of financial collapse. We're being kept in a state of fear by the mass media so that we can be controlled. They're putting out these messages to keep us in that survival state so that we cannot create. So this is why we must take back control of how we are affected emotionally. We must use the power of our creation to raise our vibration to one of joy. And that in turn empowers us, because number one, we are controlling how we feel, and we are therefore controlling our biochemical structure that we inhabit, and we are allowing it to give us the kind of hormones that will heal us and keep us in a state of inner peace. When we do this, then we see a change in behavior, because the people will not be acting out of their inner fear, nor will they be expressing anger that has been generated by images and sounds from the mass media controlled by people who intend to keep us in that very low state. So we have introduced Lifting Our Vibration Entertainment, and we'll be removing violence with love. So we've got on the screen here contact information. We want performing artists to call 312-721-4428. That's 312-721-6428, or email naima.thefemalesolution@gmail.com. That's Naima, spelled N-A-I-M-A-H dot thefemalesolution, all one word, @gmail.com. So we're organizing our creative energy and organizing the financing to make it so that you can take the time to go and organize groups to these places where fear has been generated. Our public transportation systems, our parks, our schools, and perform and bring joy and restore the love by bringing laughter and a state of peace. I think Roger Rabbit in the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit said it best: sometimes laughter is the only weapon we have. Well, it's a very powerful weapon, because it changes your very body chemistry, your very brain chemistry, and it brings you inner peace so that you will not be expressing outer anger, fear, or violence. We have the power to take control and take back our power. Let's use what the Creator gave us, our creativity. So let's go to our phone line. We've got some callers on your line. We've got a call on our line.
Yes. Okay, area code 706-289. Welcome to the Female Solution.
Assalamu alaikum. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you and the service that you are performing today. And what you're doing is what everybody is supposed to be doing. It's the truth that's going to set everybody free and bring about this peace and nonviolence in the world. So when we go get back to the public arena of teaching what Allah has favored the world with the way of peace, and all that you could think of on how to get there is right there in that final revelation, the Quran. When we get back publicly, if we're going to resolve public problems in the world, then we have to go public with the word. Also, in the female solution is, just like the brother was speaking on, is when Allah gave Prophet Isa his creation through a woman. It shows the woman how important it is that she teach the miracle of her men that comes out of her, how they are to serve God and God only, and that God is responsible for his milk, his halal life. And she teaches him that at home, why he's inside of her and outside of her. And he goes on to be a servant of Allah, like we are striving to be now, coming from an orphan situation, like Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, so that we can reconnect to community life and reconnect back to our mothers, you know, who would teach the children. She's the first teacher. So it's very important that the female solution is to tell the male children, because the female's already been blessed. It's a miracle that a woman has a baby by Allah's permission, and show the world that he does that. And then to give her another miracle, a son, to bring about the service and the exemplification of how to remember the purpose of all of us on this earth. When we bring the word back to the people, Allah shows us in all the creation how everything is up there by his word. The moon, the sun, the Milky Way, anything that we see is by his word. And then he gave us the word in a example that cannot be denied, and that is the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, son of Mary. And the mother is the one who is responsible for giving him that type of consciousness and awareness of who he is and what his job is on this earth as Khalifa. But again, on the other side, in closing, we need to go back to where Almighty God Allah left us. We was in the public arena, every city, convention centers. Sir, we had the leadership of Imam Ward Muhammad come and teach in the world the word of Almighty God Allah, the creator of all the world. You know, and show us how to get rid of racism, everything. He was teaching on all that in the public arena, because we don't need it, inshallah. All we need to do is just keep up our five pillars and our articles of faith and do the dawah. And we'll inshallah, we'll be pretty well safe and live a peaceful life, you know, especially once we establish now what we're going through now, the halal reality of our food, shelter, clothing, transportation, social life, etc. All right. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, we certainly appreciate you, brother, and thank you so much for calling in.
You know, Naima, we've got to start thinking down here on the sidewalk. You know, we've got to start thinking where the rubber meets the road. We have high aspirations, but they have to be implemented in a real, you know, material reality. We know that God says that the man is the protector of the female. In the Arabic from the Quran, the terminology for a mother is The terminology for a community is ummah. The Ummah. So we must take charge of our own community. The natural process of growth. Nothing will grow if you do not fertilize the earth. The earth is here. But we have to, inshallah, create opportunity for us and our children. Not, you know, if you truly love your mother, if you truly love your mother, if you truly love the community, then that community needs nurturing. We have the financial heft to create productive life among us. But do we love it? Are we doing that? We criticize our young men because of their behavior. But have we created opportunity for them? We are the most degreed people of color on the earth. But how much have we invested in the ummah, in the community in which we live? So it's going to require financial investment and open up opportunities for us and our children. So to be men, that's our responsibility. We are to maintain and protect. Maintain and protect. That's the role of the male. I'm not speaking of a genetic or a orientation toward a sexual proclivity. I'm talking about in our thinking. There are females now. There are females now that are in the role of creating productive enterprises in our communities. So if we want to turn this thing around for us, we're responsible for that. So that's all I'm saying. You know, if we claim we love, I just love African-American people. Yeah, well, they need maintenance and they need protection. I'm proud of our brother, what's his name? A basketball player. His name is Speaks now, but he opened up he built a brand new school with excellent educators.
Oh yes, so I know Magic Johnson has a lot of enterprises. And there's another one who recently opened a school. I'm trying to remember because I read about it. You know, anybody who can remember, you know, type it on the screen or call in and say. But yes, there are a number of very talented athletes and entertainers who are doing great works in providing those opportunities for people who are frustrated in not having them. And they have skills, they have talents, they have energy, but when you are cast aside and excluded, you become angry. And this is what we're seeing, a lot of the expression of anger and frustration. And so I'm glad that you mentioned the fact that people are using lip service, but what do you do to make it happen? And we've got, again, we're putting on the screen, we want performing artists to be employed in doing this work. If we're willing to employ extra police to come and bring fear and use the threat of violence to control people, we should be willing to employ people to bring joy, to remove the desire for violence in people. So performing artists, we want to pay you to go to those areas that need a change of vibration. The public transportation
system. And
here's
one more thing. Here's one more thing. You know, and this isn't a knock. We have churches and mosques all over.
Absolutely.
This country. You big mega churches sitting in the midst of vast poverty, midst of vast poverty and no opportunity. Where is the message coming? What is the message? Your concern should be of a social concern. You see the condition of the people. What is your plan to urge them to a productive life, to being productive? instead of just going to heaven. Heaven,
heaven is a state of being. And if you're living in the midst of hell, as you described, how can people feel anything about going to heaven? Heaven is a state of being that we have the power to create, but you can't create anything if you're living in fear. And when you're living in fear of violence and people are violent because they're full of anger and rage and frustration, then it just becomes an ongoing self-repetitive cycle. So we have to change the cycle.
And you're hungry.
You mentioned churches. I'll even call on those churches and religious institutions. If you've got a choir that's uplifting, call this number on the screen, 312-721-6428. We want to employ you to go and bring that energy to places where it's needed. Bring the joy. Don't expect people who are downtrodden to come to you. They're not going to come inside your building because inside your building represents to them condemnation, shame, exclusion. And often it's our religious people who are most condemning of those who are struggling. So if you see our houses of worship empty, it's because they represent the pain of judgment and condemnation that people don't want to feel. Every emotion creates a corresponding physical reaction in your body, a corresponding hormone that is released in your bloodstream. Cortisol,
just
I believe you talked about the stress hormone yesterday. So if that's what going to church makes you feel, because you're afraid you're going to be told you're going to hell because you smoke or you drink or you have sex and you're not married and all these, you got babies out of wedlock, that creates stress. Why would you put yourself through that? So you're not going. But if you can take those same houses of worship and instead of making them houses of condemnation, make them places where people feel joy, that's where people will go. And then take the joy out of the building and take it to the streets. That's what we want, those who entertain, those who bring music, song, dance, jokes. Bring the joy to the street where the people need it. Yes.
Is my mic still open?
Yes, your mic is open. Go right ahead, Brother Kwame.
And this is an excellent idea that has been conceived, and this is the power of women. The part that I'm hearing is that the language. And the thing is that they've used interdetainment as a tool to capture our youth and capture our people by entering them and giving them, like television, it tells the vision. It enters you and tells you a vision that you're lesser, that you should be this or you should be that. But what we're doing is that how do we rise up and how do we uplift through the talents of our people? And this is what we're looking at doing that, but we have to put it in a language in which we'll give a person, you read a flyer and says it's entertainment. Okay, that's the regular norm. But we're having an uplifting gathering. We're having a rise up session. And that will give a different language to what this person is coming to receive. Because when you go and get go into a concert, you're going there to get the messages, to get that music into them and detain them with this performance. And the performance is hip-hop. Hip-hop was created by our youth, and hip-hop stands for highly intelligent people to help other people. But they turned around through their corporations and bought it and changed the language in saying that we're going to use these highly intelligent people to harm other people. We've got to change the language because words are power, and how we use our words is going to be instrumental in being able to bring about change.
You know what, Kwame? You know, people can come, they can feel good. They can feel good for what they've heard, they get a good feeling. But they return back to the when they go home, they're returning back to the same reality. And you are so what you are saying is so important. The power of words. If the if our entertainment, if it encouraged productive life by way of business, entrepreneurship, the message is reaching them. So it's the language that will encourage to create a productive environment in the areas in which we live. So that it's not just a good feeling, and then that feeling wanes. It is the drum beat should be creating the proper environment, creating productive life for us as human beings. You utilize the structure of creation. That structure of creation is authored by the Creator. We can use that structure to inshallah encourage us toward productive life. Our children feel disappointed. No, we lambaste them because of their not caring. But has anyone cared about them? How come we have not created opportunities for them? An environment, it also vibrates. It resonates. When you're in an environment of order and productive and productive life, it affects the inner life, the inner being, the inner emotions. People feel good about themselves. They feel encouraged. They use their faith for more than just song and dance. They see that there's hope. So the use of language in our entertainment should be about creating productive life, opening up factories, opening up businesses, creating our environment ourselves. We can do that.
Absolutely. So absolutely. I'm so glad, Brother Kareem. I'm so glad that you and Brother Kwame have pointed out the need for the entertainment to have a message. And I love this acronym of highly intelligent people helping other people, because hip hop artists, I've heard many very powerful messages that are meant to inspire. And if we would listen to the youth, many of them have the answers. Many of them have the message that needs to be heard. And so this is why we want to empower them. We want to empower them by giving them a platform to perform and to share what they have been given as an inspiration. So now we are calling on all musicians, singers, dancers, rappers, and comedians. Let's spread the love. Lifting Our Vibration Entertainment. Performing artists will go in groups of five or more to public areas and bring joy with music, song, dance, rap, and jokes. The idea is to create a happy mood in a place where people are often sad or depressed and get crowd participation by applauding, laughing, and even singing and dancing along with the performers. Lyrics in the music or rap must be of a healing nature, appealing to the higher spirit in all of us. Songs of praise, joy, love, peace, and appreciation, no profanity or vulgarity. And so
every concert, every concert has a theme. Then that theme should be, I would say, creating productive life.
Love, that is the theme. Maika Tubman told us what to do. Maika Tubman told us what to do. Spread love. That is the foundation of everything.
Right.
Okay.
When we do that, we'll
what we're
all
doing,
the other problems.
If we do not change our material reality, Right.
If we do not change our material reality, we will languish and in the condition we are in. I have a caller here that has patiently awaited here.
Yeah, we got to take another break, and it will take we got a caller here on our line that's been waiting since the beginning. So we're going to take both of those callers when we come back. And Mike, I want to get your thoughts on this, because we got to know how things happen. If we can't create because we're in fear, then we can't change our material reality because we're stuck on survival. So once our minds are free and we're producing the kind of brain waves that give us access to our creative energy, then we'll create the systems that change our material reality. But we first got to change what's inside of us and remove the fear, the hate, the anger, and all of those lower vibration emotions that keep us stuck where we are. We have to transform what's within so that we can transform what's without. We'll be right back after this break. We're going to take those calls, take more of your comments. And for those who are listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 so we know you've got something to say. And those who are on our switchboard, we're coming to you next. So we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor. Unmuted.
And we are back.
And we are back. So you are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and we are talking about lifting our vibration entertainment, removing violence with love. Before we take on our caller, I want to get a thought from Maika. You know, Brother Kareem has brought up a concern that I'm sure a lot of people have. It's okay, you know, you're happy, you're singing and dancing, what, but you're still impoverished, you know, and that's what a lot of people have as a complaint, even about the religious institutions. They talk all about heaven and everything, make you feel good for a minute, and you go back and you're still broke and poor and struggling, and so we haven't changed the problem. What is your thought about that?
Well, basically, you know, as a therapist, I realize that you have to unblock the stuckedness in people from the past, traumas and incidents that have happened that have stifled the flow of natural energy. And only when that energy is able to flow again can the person maintain a semblance of intelligence and good-heartedness. So from a therapeutic perspective, that's the key. People are frozen in time. And from a water perspective, the past is frozen. The present is flowing. Mm. And the future is steam or vapors. So you have so many who are frozen in the past. Their energies are blocked. They are not able to release those energies. Primarily those things that come from childhood is what, those incidents that come from childhood is what causes the blockage. So you have so many people walking around who are just menial expressions of their true self because they're angry at their mother, they're angry at their father, they're angry at their brother and sisters who they perceive have mistreated them. And they may have been mistreated, for real. However, that's in the past. Coming to the future, coming to the present is the key. Transferring that energy that's held in place in space, bringing that into the present so that it can flow. Flow is the natural state of mankind. And here's the definition for love that was coined by Reverend Bevel. Love is the commitment to the freedom, growth, health and development of self and others. Love is a commitment to the freedom, growth, health, and development of self and others. That's love. Love is always productive. Mm. Always.
Very powerful
so
thought.
My thing is to offer therapy. That's all I can do when I run into people who are stuck is to offer therapy. But so many people are, they're committed to holding on to their grief, their sadness, their traumas. It's unfortunate, but there's just so many people who are locked away from their true expression fully.
I agree. Well, I'm going to say this quickly because I know we got some calls that have been holding on. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the energy of the Creator, the mind of God, if you will, and look at all of us as radio antenna or radios where we can tune in to any vibration, either the highest vibration or the lowest vibration. And where the lowest vibration is that state of despair, that frozen state where you're stuck at on the memories of your pain, your anger, your hurt. And so when you're stuck there and you're tuned in there, you can't rise above that. You can't think of anything. You can't be inspired to create anything because you're stuck at where you're in pain. And then as you rise higher, you maybe get more inspiration, more thoughts of how you can change your condition. And as you rise higher to the highest level, that's where the radio station, where God's inspiration is, where you're given ideas, where you're given motivation, where you're healed of your pain, where you're feeling love, where you want the best for your fellow beings at that highest vibration. If you can tune into that and receive that, then you will get what you need to change your condition. But in order to be able to lift the dial, so to speak, and tune into that highest station, you have to state of joy. You have to be in that higher state in order to access the higher revelation that comes from the mind of God, which is only love, not hate or condemnation, but love.
Yes.
So if we're stuck at our low state, then we can't even hear the inspiration from God that's coming to us to tell us how to change our condition. That's the thought.
True.
But I want to take our caller on callers on the line. We got a couple here, on, and I know we got a couple on your switchboard, Kareem.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, error code 312671. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, and we got three other callers here. Yes. So, you know, you can give us about a minute, and then we can get to three callers on this switchboard. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
We are on Yashalom. My name is Minister Robert Floyd Plump. Robert Floyd Cole Plump, and the Cole is the Nat King Cole in my family on that side. I am promoting Plump Music Production, and Plump stands for Peace in the Akron, Peace, Love, Unity, Marketing, People, which equals joy, as Sister Naima just said. And we also are promoting freedom, justice, equality, economics, and unity in the community. Now, this is a little preview of Plump Music Productions from yours truly. They say that freedom is a constant struggle. They say that freedom is a constant struggle. Oh Lord, we struggle so long. And Naima, I'm going to need that number again, and I want to leave my number, 312-671-2773. All right.
Well,
beloved,
thank you,
know
Minister
Plum.
And
we
love you, too. And
I'm going to
let me make
we
sure I give the number out.
We promote culture instead of entertainment, okay? That's culture.
Well,
changing.
You know, Minister Plum, you didn't tell us you could change, Minister Plum. We could have had you giving us some love and joy and uplifting our spirits every day. Now we know you got a voice.
Let me write
down. But let me give the number out again for performing artists. And Medicine Plum, we're going to be contacting you because I know you got a whole team of performing artists. Call 312-721-6428 or email Naima, that's Naimah, dot thefemalesolution@gmail.com, and leave your information, your name, what you do, and how to contact you. Because we want to employ our artists to address this issue of crime using the gift they've been given by our Creator to bring joy. We want to do that. And that also helps address even the issue of how do we change our material reality. We should be able to earn a living from the gifts that we've been given by the Creator. And we shouldn't have to sell out and have it misused in a negative way. We should be able to bring positive entertainment. And we should be able to have lyrics and sounds that uplift and encourage rather than discourage. We should be able to use the gifts that our Creator gave us for the good. That's why we were given them. So thank you so much, Minister Plump. Let me go. I'm going to take you in this order. Area code 773-221, area code 773-521, and area code 111-111. Each got about a minute. We want to make sure we give everybody a chance to
speak. The most sublime jihad for the eternal salvation of the Asiatic black man's soul. Andrew Nelson Bay, in his capacity as mayor or deputy mayor of Chicago in the Willie Wilson administration, shall employ, let me see, I wrote this down, shall find creative ways to employ performing artists, write this down, to bring that spirit of love, peace, truth, freedom, and justice. And here's a lyric from a hip-hop song I heard last night. It's about who got your back when S-H-I-T gets hot. It's about who's got your back when stuff gets hot. And that's a powerful lyric, and that's a powerful theme. It's about who's got your back when, you know, stuff gets hot. That's a clean version, okay?
Oh, well that's what we need, the clean versions of good messages, because there are always words that we can use to say what we mean. Well, thank you, Andrew Nelson Bay. We appreciate you. And certainly for those who want to be a part of this process, give us a call, 312-721-6428, or email Naima, that's N-A-I-M-A-H, thefemalesolution@gmail.com. We want to bring to light those who are creative artists and simply need a platform to bring joy. Area code 773-521. Introduce yourself to our listening audience and give us your thoughts.
Hello, it's Prince James, Koopy James. I've done exactly what you're talking about from artists. My little chant, American Indigenous chant. Hey, ni na 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 ni na 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 ni na 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 ni. I'm trying to tell people that we're from America. Slavery never happened. We picked cotton for money. Okay? We're not African American.
So, Koopy, I know that you have mentioned, I got a question for you. I know you mentioned that you have gone, like, on public transportation, done things, done performances and things like that. What was the response of people when you, as an artist, you know, broke out in, you know, whatever your spoken word was or music was, and there's a crowd of people? What was their reaction to you?
Well, being independent, I can do those type of things. I've turned down millions of dollars to sign a contract. When I go on the train, I don't go there to perform. But if I see sad faces, lonely faces, people crying, you know, if I see people down, that's when God'll help me stand up and say something to uplift the energy. And so they appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I don't bother when people say, okay, if I see people looking down and just disturbed, that's when I raise their energy. I raise the vibration. I let people know who we are. We're sun people. We are the people of the sun. Get off the land, get off the ground, stop giving yourself a carnal name. And this is how I connect with people all over the world when I talked about the sun, when I said we are sun children of the sun, right or right from wrong. Right. Life is a journey with the sun.
We thank you for what you do, Koopy. Absolutely. We're going to see if we can squeeze in this other caller here before we wrap up. Area code 111-111. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment. Go right ahead. Eric, code 111-111.
Graham Rising.
Check your mute.
Graham Rising.
Excellent. So what are your thoughts?
Okay.
How do you see this affecting
people
and their behavior?
We have to make some personal choices. You know, it's like you're watching television, you keep watching all this violence in every other program. Maybe you need to find some other alternative. Because that's not going to help society nor help you. The other piece is that whereas we see God in the sky looking for him to help us out, actually God's very close to inside of you, and you can be the light yourself. You have to be the change that you need. You can't sit there and say, well, I'm waiting for a politician to give me a change. No, we can do a universal change of our own. We don't have to wait. We can just do it. Once we get empowered, we can approach anybody, somebody that needs help, and give it to them because we have access to that. So until people come together in unity, stop being so divided into we, into a me, mine, I, and get into a we, us, and our, then all of us have a better chance when we unify. But until we get that circle of unity, we're just kind of all out there on our own. That's that. Appreciate it.
Well, we certainly appreciate those comments, and you basically hit the nail on the head when it comes to our making choices. If you are conscious that everything you bring into your brain is affecting you emotionally and therefore physically, it's going to manifest physically, then you stop ingesting things that cause you distress. You stop ingesting violence, pain, suffering, watching it on the news, and listening to it on the radio and watching it on TV and looking at it on your phone. You stop doing that because you know that when you do that, your body produces cortisol, the stress hormone, which will slowly kill you. Why are you killing yourself? You can choose to ingest joy. So this is what we want to do, is bring the joy to people where they're struggling. Now, Maika Kufi mentioned, you know, going to places and looking at people that, you know, look down, depressed or whatever. And we had talked about being able to create a conversation. People don't know what stage, but being able to say some words, say some uplifting things, get involved in a conversation where you get people engaged in something that gives them a chance to have an intelligent discussion or even inspiration. And then, of course, entertainers that can make jokes about a situation and keep us laughing, even though they're saying some truth, but they are able to get us to see the humor in it. So, Michael, what are your thoughts on being able to send entertainers to these places where people are down and depressed, and sometimes people are even afraid to go because everybody's so angry and violent? Do you think that artists being able to
I remember talking to you about creating kits for buses where one person gets on at one stop, another one gets on another stop. It's like they don't know each other, but they have a script, and they start talking, and it's a high-level conversation that others can join into. And that can take all kind of forms, you know, in terms of, because buses, you have a captive audience. The people can't go anywhere. I used to go on buses and talk about Martin Luther King Jr. and his movement for love. And people would just respond, you know, in love to what I brought out. They looked at me funny at first because I just started talking. But they would respond, and they would always have positive things to say. So we have many avenues by which we can inject this lifting our vibration entertainment into the community, and that's what
Absolutely.
We have to do. We have to become creative and inspire.
Absolutely, because just think about it. When somebody starts a negative conversation, how that makes you feel. So that's why we and that has to be part of what we do. Even have what appears to be a random conversation, actually, like you say, scripted, so that when people start saying, oh, this violence is so bad, I can't trust these young people, they need to all go to jail, we have to stage conversations that change the thought and change the energy.
My mic open.
Yeah, so Brother Kwame, I just opened your mic again, so I know you have a comment, go right ahead.
Yeah, and it's what we're talking about is looking at the earth and how do we help dealing with our part on the earth. And in the word earth is the word heart. And in the word heart is the word art. And in the word that what we hear, what we're going to speak is in that word. We could take that one word of earth, Mother Earth, and see that there is the heart that needs to hear with the ear that we're now having to deal with these tears that are falling from the hearts that are broken. And an artist, and I was just looking at the word and I sent it to you, an artist, you know, we're saying an artist, awakening real time, it's spiritual truth. That's what that person is doing. He's awakening in real time. Spiritual truth is coming out of them as a hip-hop artist, as a spoken word artist, as a comedian, as a canvas artist, a dancing artist. What is happening is an awakening in real time. It's spirit. Its spiritual truth is coming forth, and what we're doing is being able to communicate that within the community. And this is why I keep going back to forest is the first community. We are all trees of life. We are all trees of life. We're leaves off of a branch of a tree of life rooted in this earth as human beings. We have to begin to look at ourselves in a different and higher way. Not to look at what has been projected through false media, we have to understand how do we actualize the human that is within each of us in being creative, the creator source of creation. These are the challenges of being able to perform the art of living. They have an art of war. What is the art of living? What is the art of love? We have to begin to see how to utilize that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we certainly appreciate acronym artist. And Brother Kareem, you have the last word before we leave. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Our brother mentioned the art of war. We know there is such a thing as military occupation. Military mm-hmm. occupation. Dear beloved people, we are in economic occupation. Everyone is feeding from off of us.
Mm-hmm.
We are in economic occupation, our communities. So we
but
must
the art
change
of law
the material reality.
The art of
wait,
that's
and
why
this
it,
is
the
why,
art of law.
If you love the community, then we should be willing to invest in the community and change the material reality. He
right.
who controls your resources controls you. So we have to come out of this syndrome that we're in. We're under economic occupation. We must change our material reality. We must do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And that
absolutely.
Fosters love. That's a strong
love.
Basis,
you're right.
Right.
Brother
yeah.
Green,
well, we've
got to
go.
The basis,
we've got to
one
go.
Word.
And we're about to get cut off, y'all. We're about to go. You know, Blog Talk cuts us off at exactly 9 o'clock. So we've got to go. But I want to thank all of you all for contributing to this higher consciousness. And I'm glad you made the remark that you made, Brother Kareem, because that is exactly why. We want those who are concerned to be able to invest in these performing artists that are, in fact, using the art of their creativity to do battle against negative energy and bring the peace, and they deserve pay for that. And if we're concerned, then we should invest in that which is creating a change in our material reality. So we thank you for that. Again, that phone number on the screen, 312-721-6428, or email me at naima.thefemalesolution@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Maika, for joining us today and bringing us your words of wisdom. And we'll be talking again soon as we continue to spread the love. I'm Naima Latif. Join us tomorrow for Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jeret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.